Everyone, John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Two people from Lexington were taken to the hospital after their car veered across the center line to avoid a separate crash and collided with the tractor trailer's trailer in Worth Township, authorities reported. The incident happened late Wednesday morning on South Lakeshore Road, north of Fisher Road. Deputies say a minor collision had already occurred between two southbound vehicles when a third car, a Ford Focus, approached from behind. In an attempt to avoid the initial crash, the driver swerved into the opposite lane and struck the rear axles of a northbound tractor trailer. The driver and passenger of the Ford Focus were transported to McLaren Port Huron Hospital. Their conditions were not disclosed. Officials confirmed that seatbelts were in use and airbags deployed. No further details about the other drivers involved have been released. The names are being withheld while the investigation continues. And a video circulating on social media is drawing attention to a police arrest in Saginaw that involved the use of a taser. The incident happened on Beechwood Street in the city's east side, or on the city's east side, and led to four arrests. Michigan State Police Emergency Services team members, along with the U.S. Marshals Service, were serving a warrant for Carmelo Barrera. Authorities say Barrera was a suspected getaway driver in a 2024 homicide case. A warrant charging him with four felonies had been issued in December. In a Facebook Live video, Barrera appears to have his hands up while police order him to walk towards an armored Bearcat vehicle. Moments later, he is tasered. State police have confirmed a taser was used, but have not released details about how or why it was deployed. Barrera's father, Billy McLaren, says he believes officers used excessive force. He also criticized the arrest of Barrera's brother, Jeremy Vasquez, who is now facing charges of assaulting, resisting, and obstructing police. McLaren himself was arrested and charged with harboring a fugitive, a claim he disputes, saying he didn't know about his son's warrant. A fourth person at the scene was also arrested on a charge of resisting arrest. Michigan State Police say they are still investigating the incident and have declined to release additional information. When we come back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Mom, my game won't load. It keeps freezing. Our internet is so slow. Can you please call M3 Wireless and get better internet service?
You know, I think you're right. With everyone home this winter, streaming, working online, playing games, our internet connection just can't keep up. It's time to make the switch to M3 Wireless.
Make the upgrade today to M3 Wireless. Enjoy smooth streaming, online gaming, remote work, and HGTV, all without interruptions. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for strong, reliable internet all year long. No more waiting, no more buffering, just fast internet for the whole family.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Bay County deputies say the first rescue happened Friday night at Bay City State Park in Bangor Township, where two 19-year-olds became stranded after their off-road vehicle broke through the ice. Both were pulled to safety and were not hurt. The second incident occurred Saturday night near Callahan Road, Boat Launch, in Hampton Township. Two men riding snowmobiles went into the water about 3 miles from shore. The sheriff's office used an airboat to reach them. They were taken to a hospital for exposure, but were expected to be okay. Officials are reminding residents there is no such thing as completely safe ice, even during frigid temperatures. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Your precision